I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, and welcome to A Pint of Cthulhu. It is I, Ethan, the Red Toucan, and I am the DM for this adventure. For this adventure, we have Josh playing Addison May, the Tabaxi Fighter. We have Soren J., a.k.a. Jay, playing Furby, the Furbolg Druid. We have Captain Hero Man, a.k.a. Cap, playing Gertrude, the Hill Dwarf Barbarian. We have Matt, playing Donovan Longhop, the Herringong Rogue. And last but not least, we have Cartman, playing Vine E. Jackoff, the Air Croaker Ranger. All right, sit down, have a pint, and enjoy the episode.
A word of warning. This podcast is not for kids, so listener discretion is advised.
And hello, we are back. Now, I do believe the very last thing that was done was Furbolg turned into a Spider King / Spider Daedra / half Hartman, half... have Furby. So, I guess we will start there. I do believe we still have the same initiative order. Well, it's actually the enemy's turn, which is, if you guys do remember, you guys, as far as you know, are fighting two zombies, and you now know of the dragon that is in, that is there. So, Gertrude was absolutely completely last in the initiative.
Yeah, doesn't need to keep bringing it up.
Yeah, I mean, just so you know, you rolled a nat 1, so yeah, just absolutely, completely, 100% last in the order.
So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it is actually these zombies. As far as we know, I think, Kirby, you turned into a Spider King and shot this one here from the doorway.
Yeah.
And yeah, and they are stuck to the wall. And unable to move, while this one is not. So, if you remind me with the web, do they have to pass like every turn a constitution check, or
so
what do they have to do?
He is restrained currently by the webbing. On his turn, he can make a DC 12 strength check and get out of it, or his friend can try and attack the webbing. It's got an AC of 10 and 5 HP and immunity to certain damages. But it can be destroyed that way.
Okay.
As well.
I'm going to say, since these are kind of zombies, they're not really going to kind of be focused on each other. They're going to be more focused on the intruders. So the friend is not really going to help him get out, even though he's right there. So the friend is going to just kind of charge in and attack Gertrude, while I'm going to go ahead and do the DC 12 freak check zombie, and he did not pass it. He got a 9, so he is still stuck to the wall. And the one that ran in to attack Gertrude does a slam attack, and that's an 18. That does hit, correct?
Yeah, that hits.
All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and, I would assume, roll a D6. But I would assume the 18 hits. I didn't hear Gertrude.
It did.
Okay. And that's a 6. So that hits Gertrude for 6 points of plus 1, so 7 points of damage. So down to 34. That's a lot.
She wasn't able to make any saves for that then, though?
Well, no, he rolled the attack and got an 18, so that hits your AC.
Yeah.
So.
All good.
Okay. Alright, so it is now your turn, Gertrude, if you want to hit the guy that hit you.
Yeah, just punch him right back. The hell, don't do that. Fucking hit me.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
Alright, so that's a hit. And the damage is...
Oh my god. 14 damage.
Ah, she was angry. She does not like getting hit by zombies.
Yeah, that was pretty...
Gertrude smashed her 14 damage.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you knocked this absolute zombie on its ass. Literally, and you just hear a crunching sound as its pelvic bones just crack because it's just skin and, it's literally just skin and bones. Literally. So, So now it is back to Addison. Addison, it is your turn.
Oh, jeez, this is going to be interesting. We have, what, one zombie left or two zombies left in the building?
There is one on the far wall that is being kind of restrained up in the other room from webbing, and then there's the one currently next to you that Gertrude just hit.
Okay, well, I would like to use my light crossbow on the one just in front of Gertrude and see if that works.
I mean, you are like 1 foot away. Do you want to just hit it with your axe, or...
Yeah, I'll do one-handed battle axe. So I grab the axe, I swing it up above my head, and we'll see what happens.
Oh my goodness, yes.
24.
Go for it. Roll your damage. Ah. So you cleave the left arm of this guy completely off. He's like, but... I mean, I just got punched in the gut by the dwarf thing, so what? Oh, really? Come on. Come on now. Donovan, you can see, I would say even from your position, you can see zombies coming your direction.
Pretty sure you can slight twig.
All out of the woodworks and twig lights. So, you were actually able to see this. What do you do?
Now, with, I'm thinking Tasha's Caustic Brew, because I can see these through a gap in the wall, or big enough to be able to kind of move through. I think it's an open space. I can see them down there, coming through the bushes, and would Tasha's Caustic Brew stay in an area?
Does it say on the spell description?
It says...
Because spells usually have a duration if they do stick around.
Doesn't have a durational point. Concentration up to a minute. There you go. My bad.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I'm guessing they're going to be moving forward a little bit each time. I do have two current spells. I'm wondering if it's worth doing it as a second level to be able to do 2d4 of acid damage on... Well, if it hits, it is a dex throw, or it's 2d4 of acid damage at the start of its turn. If at a second level, it does an extra 2d4.
It might be worth moving forward, because it's 30 feet long.
Yeah. Well, my issue was is if I could put it across the pathway.
They are sentient, at least the tree boys.
I mean, you would literally see you spew acid, and they would probably just walk up to it and stop.
All right. Well, they can't really quite reach me, I don't think. So, all right, I will move. Seeing this, try and get the best spot for it.
You can always use some of your movement to move forward and then move back again if you want.
That's a good point. I have 30 movement speed, so I will move forward 15, which I think is there, if I'm correct. Let me just double check that.
Yeah.
Yep, 15. Yeah. I will Tasha's Caustic Brew at level 2. Okay. I have no more spell slots. Everything needs to roll a dex roll within. Each thing is like, what, 5 foot wide? So.
Each thing is 10 foot wide.
I reckon you
could
clip a whole
is
lot.
Is it 10 foot wide?
I think you. Okay, yes. It says at the top, one square equals 10 foot.
Yeah,
I am saying.
See the things I pulled away? Those would be the two that probably wouldn't get hit. Those would be the only two that wouldn't get hit by your.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I'll do that. Everything needs to roll a dex roll.
Okay, alright.
Can you roll the twiggy ones, or are you not able to at the moment?
Let me see
if I can. I've got it open if need be.
I've been able to do it again! Yay! I can do it.
Do you see what I
Why? Why is it Huggy Wuggy?
He kept on saying he kept on trying to hug people.
That's Huggy Wuggy. Okay.
They just want to hug. Oh, they want to be friends.
Okay. They are fucked. That's 40.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, 44 for everything.
4d4. Okay.
Shall I roll that?
Well, no, you roll that. That wasn't fair. I don't roll that, you do.
I mean, if it's better, I'll take the 7, but let's have a look.
Yeah, I don't think 7's going to be in the rest.
Oh, 8.
Well, there you go. 1. Yeah, we'll take 8. That. Okay, so...
I'll take that. And then so I'll quickly dash back in.
You just obliterate all those twig blights. They just disappear in acid and disappear. The zombie just becomes a skeleton. Like, it completely just vaporizes all the skin and organs and whatever was left there, like, that wasn't bone, is gone. But he's just kind of looking down at himself and going, eh.
So are you going to bring up a skeleton character sheet now for him?
Probably.
It does stay there for a minute, so I've just drawn it in.
Weak stink lines.
Because if they walk in it, I think that also counts as getting it on them.
Okay.
I think it's only if they start the turn in it. If they walk through, they should be good. But I could be wrong. I don't have Tasha's cost super pulled up.
Doesn't say, but it's up to DM. What do you reckon?
I don't know.
Either way.
Wait a second. Bubbling pool of acid, basically, that lasts a minute.
Okay. And a minute's usually, I think, a couple.
Ten turns?
Yeah, 10 turns, basically.
10 turns? One turn is 6 seconds?
It is a constant. Yeah, because it's 6 seconds per turn. But it is a concentration spell, so if you hit the bunny, he has to make a con check to see if the spell stays.
Yeah. I can run, though.
Yeah, the same is true for the passive of a trace currently active. If you hit me, I have to do a con check.
Okay.
So Ava does, and see what happens.
Okay, so that's... Well, that's Donovan's turn, then. Okay. So then we're going to go to Burby. Grotesque spider danger monster thing.
And these guys are both alive still, yeah? In the room with us.
Yes, one is not doing too good. He just had his arm chopped off and been punched in the gut by Gertrude, so for obvious reasons, he is not doing good.
Well, following his spider instincts at the moment, Furby's gonna scuttle over walls and around and come try and feast on the webbed up one. He's still caught up in the web, and he's gonna try and smack him with a bite. Plus 5, and I should have advantage on this because he's restrained.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
So that's 1d20. 17 plus 5, 22.
Absolutely, that 100% hits. Go for it. What's the damage?
1d8 plus 5. Can these guys take poison damage, zombies?
Hold on, let me look at their character sheet.
Because it's 9 regular damage.
They condition immunities poison.
Damn it. Immune to poison.
Damage immunities poison, yes.
Okay, so he only takes 9 damage.
9 damage? Okay, so he goes straight to 3. He's also, like, he's probably kind of confused. He's like, I mean, I'm just kind of restrained here. It's not like I'm going to bother you or anything. Fine, yeah, bite me.
Yeah,
okay. Go
I'm
for
now
it.
I'm realizing the wild sheep with poison damage is probably not a good idea for a bunch of trees, zombies, and a poison dragon, but it's what we've got to work with.
And that guy that you just bit also failed his dex roll. So he's still restrained. So then the one that Addison chopped his arm off, I'm going to give him disadvantage, so he's now one-armed, but he's going to try to get up and which getting up is an action, is your movement speed. It's like half your movement speed, but I don't think he's going to go anywhere, so I'm not even going to matter on getting up. But he gets up, and he tries to swing at Addison. I'm going to go ahead and give him his slam. That's an 11, so I know that doesn't hit. So Addison expertly dodges out of the way. And it is now back to Addison's turn. after expertly dodging. Nope, it's Gertrude's. Gertrude, what do you do?
Alright, so this zombie's still alive in this room.
Yes.
Let's see if we can finish him off. Let's just fire in with another big old haymaker. Hitting for 11. Oh wait, is it still restrained?
Not the one in the room with
you. Is 11 enough to hit?
Yes, they have an armor class of.
Oh, excellent. That's grand. So yes, I punch him for 10 damage.
Oh wow. Okay, yeah. That you just obliterate the complete, like, whatever was left of the head, whether it be flesh or skull or even just like a disfigured jaw, you know, what normally we, the variations that you would see a zombie, his head is just gone. Like, it just disintegrates into mist and the blood powder, and I would say it even sprays a little bit, and you're now drenched in red mist, and same as Addison. But whatever was left is now gone. I've killed. Good job.
Yay, we've won, guys. It's all over.
Well, there's still one left.
Plain sailing Addison. From here.
Addison, what are you going to do?
Yes. I am going to go up to the restrained one and ask it, is there any way possible that you can call off these?
You don't even know the hordes are coming.
So far, that's just me.
Yeah, only Donovan really knows. He only saw the hordes.
Okay.
So.
Okay, well, I will just do this then. We will just finish it off with the two battle axes. I'll pick them up off across my back. And then I will swing, and...
That is a nat 20.
25.
I'm not even going to make you roll the damage, because it doesn't even matter with a...
No, I want to see what the damage is.
But it's 3 health! And that's double!
Oh my god, I just imagine if it rolled 2.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't even matter, because you got double. So, yeah.
Just no, imagine if it rolled 1.
My goodness.
Whoa.
Addison's had a change of luck.
Yeah. Good Lord Almighty, it's 2 nat 20s. Wow. Okay. Anyway, yeah, you just completely obliterate this poor defenseless webbed creature after asking a question that you have no clue how you would even know that answer. So, yeah, you've, for as far as you three in this building know, the fight is over. Poor O'Donovan is the one that is now realizing it is not.
So,
just begun.
With those zombies moving, did that technically mean it was their turn? Because if so, that one that's been hit would need to roll another 2d4 for acid damage.
Okay, well, it's pretty much... Okay, alright.
4d4 even, sorry. Second level.
It's dead. Even though it's 15... It died.
Right. Well, seeing the fact that... Well, there's a twig and there's a zombie, so there's no point in me worrying about the acid. There's no reason to keep that going. I will drop that, because there's no point. Can I take on a fucking zombie solo?
I mean, if you want to try.
If you want to use those rabbit lungs to call and let literally any of us know this is army coming for us.
I will. Can I still make it out there without getting? They're not that close, so.
Yeah, they're 10 foot away. So yeah. You could try to run away. Yeah, I would suggest, but that's.
Yeah, I'll go around the corner as you can see here.
Are you gonna try to hide? Because, like, they're just gonna watch you run out and run behind the building.
Well, I mean, I don't think they'll be able to catch up with me, will they?
No, they have a 20-foot.
Yeah, I'll be fine. So I will go up to the tree. I'll basically go, fuck this shit, I'm out, and leg it around the building. At the same time, I know the dragon's watching us, but I'll be like, guys, you, might want to come and sort this shit out. I've already taken on like 2 dragons, but you know, it's nothing. Maybe there's maybe a bit of a help here, because there's a lot of them coming. That thunder wave was a bad idea. Very bad idea indeed. It kind of was your fault. You did alert them to us.
How would he have known?
You guys are having like a casual conversation as if you're like one foot away from each other, but there's like like 50 feet between you guys.
I shout that, but for the fact we're on microphone, I'm not shouting.
Yeah, we're not peeking our mics.
You know, actually, if I can retcon that a little bit.
No.
No? Okay.
You don't get to retcon shit, my game.
Yep, fair enough. I would have just moved a bit further out so I could have taken a shot, but never mind. That would be my turn.
I confirmed before you did. So, no, you don't get to retcon.
Because
I even confirmed.
Yep, that's
okay.
Fair.
Okay. Furby, would assume that you're able to hear all this.
Yeah.
Kind of. Does it bother you? What are you going to do? What is your plan now?
Well, Furby's had a lovely snack of the corpse of the corner. So he's going to go wander on and see what the bunny's doing. And he can climb over any walls or obstructions in his way with his big old spider legs.
Okay. What's your speed as a spider?
Unfortunately, still 30 feet, so I'm not going to be getting around here.
Okay, alright. So if you go over there, yeah, I would say even at this point you can see a twig light. And you can see maybe movement in the distance. This is still probably going to see down the road, you can see movement as other twig lights are also moving down the road.
I do have quite a lot of, like, my vision's pretty good in this form.
Yeah, but you also have, like, these trees here and everything. Sure. And like, it's kind of, like, direct. You've got, like, a very thin, you know, narrow window line of sight of that.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, yeah, you got all this stuff blocking in. But, yeah, that's what you can see. So you can see there is enemies, but you can't see the bulk of them. You don't know how many twig lights are there with this group, this horde coming. You don't know how many. And you can't see this zombie, but you can definitely see this twig light here closer. So.
Okay. I can't really do spells while wild shape, so I will probably just dash to stand a bit further up the road. And then can I rear back on my horrible spider legs with my two heads and my fucked up looking form and try and make an intimidation check against them?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
D20 plus or minus whatever a Spider King's intimidation is. Intimidation's charisma, right? Oh. Oh dear.
What is that?
That's a -4.
Yeah, you don't.
No, a 9.
Yeah, you don't really. These twig blights are like, the fuck is that thing? Eh. Kind of weird looking.
It's a weird kind of Alaskan crab. It's very delicate.
Doesn't have two heads? Is that what, a chicken? What the heck? Okay.
Yeah,
now I've seen everything. Alright.
That's going to be all I can do for the turn.
That is all your turn. So their turn, all they can really do is move. One gets within 10 feet of you. And then as you get closer, obviously, since you dash forward, you are able to see this zombie now. All they're able to do, obviously, is move closer. You can see the entirety of the twig light horde now, because they use their move to get closer as well. And that said, is now Gertrude's turn. Gertrude, what are you doing now that all this... You kind of heard Donovan, you saw Furby skitter away. What do you do?
Really not much. I mean, I'm going to walk out, I guess, and that will be it.
Just walk out. Okay.
Yeah, I don't really have... The speed gets me to about, 25 feet away from the nearest twig blight.
Which
I don't really have any ranged attacks to use, so I guess I'm just going to try and get...
If you dash, you don't get to move on that turn, but you can cover the remaining 20 feet. If you want to.
So I can get up to you.
You can get there, you just can't swing one shot there.
Alright, tell you what, I'm going to take position in between the bunny and the enemies.
Okay, yeah, go for it. Because, yeah, just as she says, instead of an attack roll, an action roll, you can do dash, which basically doubles your movement. but obviously you don't get to do anything. You know, you can't, you won't be able to attack or anything like that that turn, or use any items or spells or anything like that. But
you can use bonus action spells, action. Just not action spells.
Yeah, they don't really have anything I can use there, so Gertrude just takes a stroll.
Yep. Addison, do you do the same, I would assume? What do you do?
I'm gonna follow suit and follow the group.
Okay.
I'm just gonna stay here behind the killer rabbit.
Alright, alright.
I'm going in front of the rabbit to help, and she's like, nah, I'm gonna cover behind the bunny.
Yep.
the bunny's homicidal, yeah, forget that. Forget that shit. Yeah.
Josh, you're a tabaxi, right?
Yeah.
Do you have feline agility?
Yes.
You can move there and then attack if you want. Because you can double your movement speed with feline agility.
So I can move here and...
Then take a swing. You move.
Well, he's in, you'd have double to go movement. Closer, obviously.
Yeah, do you have any ranged attacks?
He has a ranged one.
Well, yeah, you do have a, yeah, you do have a crossbow.
How far is this one down from me?
Oh, like 5 feet? You're within striking distance? So, yeah.
So I could use my battle axes or crossbow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. Well, we're gonna try something different, and I pull
it's
from my...
Thunder Wave?
I pull from
now
my...
Now that I've got everybody in one little small area...
No.
Not again.
Wait.
I pull from my hip the light crossbow that I have. I load up a bolt and I fire off, and 17.
Which one are you hitting? The twig blight or the zombie?
The zombie.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that hits. Roll
and
your damage.
Damage is 4.
Oh. Damn it. Okay. Well, yeah, this one takes an arrow in the shoulder, takes an arrow in his knee, and goes, oh no, now I'm never adventuring again. And on he goes. He keeps walking because he's a zombie, and the arrow doesn't really phase him too much. Oh, never mind. I can still adventure. On to Donovan. Donovan, what are you doing?
I'm going to see that everyone's kind of looking at everything else and quickly dash around the furball somewhat towards the dragon. I'm eyeing it up, and now it has a mustache. And I'm going to take a shot at the first twig blight I see in the horde of massive sticks and things coming towards us.
Oh, thank God, I thought you were going to try and shoot the dragon.
No, I'm not that bloody suicidal. Ooh, 13.
The twig blight or the zombie?
The twig blight.
The twig blight. Yeah, well, it's a 13. So they've got 13 AC, so yeah, roll your damage.
And thwing. 5. That's enough to staple one to its friend. Is it not?
No. No, he ain't gonna be. Ain't gonna be that cheeky. Okay. Alright, yeah, you splice this arrow, goes straight through it, and within an inch of the zombie, hits the wall behind the zombie. Zombie isn't even phased. And on it goes. Alright, now it is Furby's turn. Furby, what are you doing?
See, now I have an issue, because I really don't want to drop the wild shape I've got going on. Because I won't be able to do it again until I have a rest. And it's a really good one. And I haven't used it for much. But I really want to be able to spellcast to do with this. That is a big ass problem. They're immune to poison damage anyway.
The zombies are. I don't know about the twig blights in a second.
I'd assume yes.
They no.
Flesh.
They are not immune to it. They're immune to being blinded and deafened.
Okay.
They're immune to poison, but they also only have like 4 health each, so it's not really a big
issue.
Oh,
okay. Sure. Yeah, it helps. A Thunder Wave might be a good idea. If you to just scoot your bow over there. But I think I'm going to keep the wild shape for now. And just go for a regular attack.
Okay.
The health pool of this thing is too big for me to let it go. So yeah, plus 5 to hit. And I'm hitting the zombie that's nearest.
Okay.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
That's a nat 1.
I am missing the zombie that's right next to us.
Oh, it's a nat 1, though. Sadly, I'm going to say that you so expertly fail that the zombie's able to do an opportunity attack. And that's a nat 20.
Ooh.
Oh, go for it. This thing is tanky as hell.
Okay, let's...
that's
it.
A 1.
So that's 4 damage. That's doubled. 1d6 plus 1. Times 4, so you only take 4 damage. Oh my goodness, that's a nat 20 for attack, and then a nat 1 on damage.
I'm only
that's
on
great.
43 health.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Alright. Yeah, you're perfectly fine.
Maybe it gets one feather off the bird head.
But he does get to attack again, because it is now his turn. That's a 22.
And that hits.
And that's another four damage, so you take an 8. And this turn...
Why have I taken 8?
You took 4 with the opportunity attack, and you took 4 now.
I took 1. Was it plus 3? Like, what's going on?
No, you got a nat 20, so that's double damage. So it's it's 1 2. Plus 1. It's a 1d6 plus 1. Yeah, so it's 2 damage times 2. 4.
Okay.
So yeah, you've taken 4 damage on the opportunity attack, and 4 damage on this attack.
Okay, so 8 damage total. Got it.
Correct. All right, and then these twig blights are going to, they're just close enough now, they can kind of rush in and surround you guys. Luckily, the 3 in the back are not close enough. Actually, the 4 in the back are not close enough to attack, but these 2 were. So they're going to attack Addison, and I'm going to do this. That's a nat 1, so that's a no. Addison, I will let you do an opportunity attack on that one if you want.
An opportunity attack?
Yeah, on one of these with them.
Sorry.
Jesus, put down the blunt!
Addison coughs up a hairball onto the twig blade.
Just mid-game.
Okay. Well,
it takes disgust damage.
considering my health is at 15, I'm gonna hit this one with firebolt, and that's an 11.
That does not hit. He's got a 13 armor class, so nope. Sadly, it does not hit. But the other one is going to try and hit you again, and it's a 14, and I know that does not hit you. You have a 19 AC. Ridiculous bullshit AC.
Dude, that's the way the dice rolled.
Yeah, I know. It's freaking ridiculous. Okay. Onward is now Gertrude's turn. Gertrude.
Well, hold on. Since that one attacked me too, would I get to attack it as well?
No, just the one that got a nat 1.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I always give a consequence for obviously a nat 1, and since they attack you, usually the best consequence is that, you know, the other person gets to attack. They lift a massive opening for attack. So, now it's on to Gertrude, since the other one's just moved to this. That's all they were able to do. Gertrude, what are you doing?
Yeah, Gertrude is going to get herself in between the Baxi and the twigs that are attacking her. And she's going to try and take them out. So she's going to wander to about here-ish, and first of all, just straight up, try and punch this twig to death.
Okay, go for it. Oh, does not hit. It expertly dodges.
Alright, so what she did there is she just sort of positioned herself in between them and aggroed them. That's how she did. Just waved in their faces.
Yep. Perfect. Okay, obviously. Yeah, okay. Tanking it up in here.
Yep, she's been a tank.
Addison, what do you do watching Gertrude step in between you guys and take all the aggro? What are you doing?
I am going to ball up my paws, and out comes the magic missile.
4 damage?
Four. Yeah.
And it splits into 3, right? Or is it just...
It splits into 3.
Okay, so you hit 3 twig blights?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, yeah, and you just obliterate these three twig blights here. And since they only have 4 health, they just boop, 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 boop. And you see them all pop, explode into twigs, obviously. And there's nothing left of them. And you've got the ash zombie and 3 twig blights that you see to deal with. And obviously, Donovan, what do you do?
Donovan will take a shot at the ash zombie with the bow, feeling that that's probably more to worry about than a tweak. Let's see if it hits. 15.
Oh yeah, roll your damage.
6.
Ah, perfect. Alright. He's already got one arrow sticking out of him from Addison, and so now he's got another one sticking out of Donovan.
Okay. It's the Ace Ventura thing.
Yep. Ah! Oh yeah. Oh yeah. One in each knee. One in each knee. Furby, what are you doing?
Gonna take a whack at this twig blight.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, that's 10. I'm assuming it doesn't.
Yeah, it has a 13.
Does it? God damn. Easy.
Sadly.
Yeah, that's all. That's all I can do.
Okay. And now it is their turn. The ash zombie is going to take a swing at you. That's a 9, I would assume. It's not hit.
Nah, the AC for this guy is 14.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Oh, that's a 21.
Okay, so
here's what I am going to... Oh, I'm going to go ahead and show you. Okay, so only one of the twigs hit you. All of them failed except for one. It's a 1d4 plus 1. Okay. It's 2 damage. One just runs up and does a huggy wuggy, as Matt has now named it. It tries to attack you and gets you and gets 2 points of damage. Hey, baby, what are you doing? All right. Now it is Gertrude's turn. Gertrude, what are you doing?
Gertrude wants to try the technique she did last time with twig blights and pick one up and use it as a club against the other one.
Okay, go for it.
You think that's just a strength roll?
Yeah, just go and do a strength roll for me, see if you can do it. Oh, yeah, 10. Yeah, it ain't gonna work. But I'm going to go and do a dex roll, see if it even gets out of the way. And it's like a dex did.
Let me see if I can do it and get advantage on that.
Well, you have rage. Don't you have like rage? You go into rage.
Well, I've got reckless attack, and picking up a twig blight in order to hit it with another one does sound like a reckless attack, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So let me put this in the chat. So reckless attack. You can throw aside all concern for defense and attack with fierce desperation. When you make your attack in the turn, you can decide to attack recklessly. Doing so gives advantage in the melee attack, with rolls using strength. And during this turn, but the attack rolls against me will have advantage until my next turn. So that's the downside to that. So I could make this attack using reckless attack, so picking that guy up, hitting the other one with him. Except anything that tries to attack me until my next turn will have advantage.
Alright, go for it. You'll get advantage, but yeah, when they attack you on their turn, they will have advantage, but yeah, go for it.
Yeah, okay, let's go. Reckless attack it. So, how are we going to calculate the damage for this one?
Just calculate your gauntlet damage. But you're going to do gauntlet damage to both of them. So, I will be generous and I won't split the damage. Oh my goodness, you're just... doesn't even matter if I split the damage or not, because this 13 damage... with 2 creatures that only have 4 health each.
To roleplay, Gertrude just jumps over this bizarre spider monster, picks up one of the twig blights attacking it, and swings it around over her head, smashing it down onto another twig blight in a fit of dwarven rage, screaming the whole way.
Alright. Perfect. I love it. Knocking these out left and right. Donovan, what are you doing?
I'm guessing everyone's kind of in the way a little bit of trying to take a clean shot. There's a tree over Can I, you know, I will run back around behind Allison onto the other side so I can get a clean shot at the ash zombie.
Okay, go for it.
15. Oh, if that was advantage, that would have been 25. But 15.
All right, roll your damage.
8.
Oh, man, you would have obliterated it. Yep, you sadly do not have advantage. It has 3 arrows in it now, and this thing is still going. You gotta be impressed at this point.
That is fairly Burby. Impressive.
You know the what drill. Time to miss another bite attack. Can't wait.
Go for it.
Oh, 19. Never mind.
It hits. What are you hitting, the twig bite or a zombie?
Zombie.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that hits.
That's 1d8. It's been so long since I hit it last. It's 1d8 plus 3, so that's 7.
Oh, perfect. And it's just sitting there pulling a Ace Ventura freaking out about all the arrows in it, and it's not paying attention as Furby just rears over and just bites its head off.
And now he's going to drink it like a nice little carcass, as spiders do.
Oh, this
that's just a bit disturbing.
Hey, the venom liquefies their victims.
Gertrude, well, the enemies attack now. Sadly, they are going to attack. This one right next to Gertrude is going to attack Gertrude, since they do have advantage. Go and do this. That's 11, but I know it doesn't hit. So even though it has advantage against Gertrude with her reckless attack, it does nothing.
Gertrude's left herself open, and it still manages to miss.
Absolutely. All right, and now it goes back to Addison. And Addison is back. Addison, what are you doing?
Well, we have one of these tree creatures left, right?
Yes, there's only one left. They took out the zombie. It is just Twig Blights. And I would say at this point in Junction, because of their turn, you guys can see zombies coming around the bend. So.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to move over here by Gertrude and pull my one-handed axe back and question it, and I'm like, before I do this and take your life, what are you doing here?
I like trees!
Does it answer back?
That's what it answers. Trees.
I like trees!
Alright, here comes the one-handed axe. Take it up, swing it above my head, do a little flip with it, and it comes down, and 14.
Roll your damage.
7.
Oh, so you just hear, I like, and it just completely disappears. As it just, you just obliterate a twig that apparently really loves trees, because it was indeed kind of like a tree. Poor thing.
You know, between that and the weed, I'm starting to think we just raided a hippie community.
We all like trees here. Trees!
And they attacked us.
Damn hippies.
They wanted hugs and kisses.
That's why I was trying to talk to that one. It didn't answer, it died.
And it liked trees, okay? Well, God damn.
That's okay, but...
The zombies, they don't like trees. Because at this point in Junction, there is zombies now coming around the bend. Donovan, what do you do? It is your turn.
It seems like these creatures like their trees. They don't seem to be very intelligent creatures, but then again, they are twigs at the end of the day. And there's more zombies down the road. Oh joy. Gonna casually walk forward. And I will take a pop shot at the zombie closest. Okay. Again, short bow. It kinda seems to be what to do at the moment, really. Oh, 24.
Oh my goodness.
Wasn't nat 20 again.
That is the second nat. The second one be a nat 20 for you. Oh,
I need to go into stealth.
Yeah, you really do. You can.
Oh, goodness.
At any time.
Okay. Roll your damage.
I think I will after this. 7. And I will. I will go into take hide action. There we are. Yeah. It's a dexterity check to see if I go into hiding.
Okay, go for it.
15?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, like, where you were at positioned, if you can see where I moved you, you were at such a good position. Like, you can shoot, and then, like, you ducked in. For everyone at home, he, like, moved into the house that he was at currently, like, right near the edge. So with that 15 on the dex save, that's easily that you just duck into the house and use it as cover.
There's a plus 10 on that, too, so it's a 25.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, not even a question that, that he did. Wait, were you even able to do that because you can't cast spells as
I cast a spell chicken. Before I changed.
But it's a concentration base, though.
Yeah, so if I get hit, I'll check. No, they stay up. Anything you do before keeps going.
Okay.
But I can't cast any new ones until I turn back, even though I have a mouth to speak from.
Okay. Alright, then. I'll take your word for it. And on to you then, Fermi. What do you do?
He's gonna throw aside his shriveled up, discarded Capri Sun zombie. And, well, he's a big spider at the moment. He's still hungry for more, so he's gonna go skin all the way down here. Just try and grab another one. This guy just down here. Oh, actually,
I made you a convenient straw hole.
I'm just gonna try and bite it, sure. I have not learned my lesson, never will.
Okay, go for it. Ooh. You're gonna 15? Attack the one 15? Yeah, you hit it. Even hit it with the 10 and you got all your damage. Because they have an 8. Zombies have a AC of 8.
Yeah, and they're immune to poison, right?
Yes, they are immune to poison.
Oh, that's 5 damage.
Okay. Alright, you hit the take another chunk out of this zombie that's already has an arrow in it. I mean, you guys are really good at, like, mercilessly attacking one enemy and then moving on to the next one. So, alright. On to the actual zombies now.
Yeah, I don't have any AoE attacks as Gertrude. Me too.
I mean, I do, but I have to switch back.
Okay, so as Furby does this, he gets surrounded.
I'm on a little black couch by any chance, so they invite t-shirts.
That would count as flanked, wouldn't it?
It would count as flanked.
Oh, why did you remind them?
There's no way he was remembering that on his own. 100% it counts as flanked. So we're going to start with the left. What was flanked?
Yeah, he doesn't even know
it. I can't actually say. It is flanked, but I'm trying to think what the bonus was.
Jeez. It's advantage, by the way. It's just straight advantage.
Okay.
So they all have advantage against Furby?
No, 3 of them don't. But these two...
Oh, because they're... Okay.
Yeah, you're facing them, but these two are on your flanks. So we're going to start with the one on the left. We're going to start with the ones that get advantage.
Sure.
So we're just going to go with those. I'm going to go with the one on your right. That's
the goal
15.
Is 14. Yeah, that hits.
Okay, all right. That is a 1d6 plus 1. That is 5 damage. And then the one on Furby's left. That's an 11.
That doesn't. Yep. No.
All right. So that, as you're kind of, I'm going to say the one that misses, you're kind of able to see it coming out of the peripherals. And so you kind of duck out of the way. But as you are paying attention to that
with your extra eyes.
Yeah, extra eyes. You kind of focus them all on the one that's trying to attack you out of your peripherals. And while you're doing that, you do not see the one to your right, and it comes on in and swipes and hits you, doing that 5 points of damage.
Wait a minute. Can she even be flanked if she's got two faces?
Two faces and spider eyes. I can't. I have blind sight for 10. I have blind sight for 10 feet. I can see those motherfuckers.
Well, the first one wasn't going to matter anyway because the first one was a 15 and 14. So both hit anyway, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, okay, so now you can't be flanked. Okay, alright, that helps. That helps. That does help. Okay, so I'm gonna go and just do these. Okay, looks like... What was your AC?
14.
Okay, so only one of them, I'm gonna say the one that's weak, that's been, like, mercilessly attacked, is getting very fed up with all those attacks on it. And it rears back and slams and hits you while the other two miss. Not quite realizing that even though it's a giant spider thing, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be easy to hit.
1d6, and that's 3 damage.
Okay.
3 damage.
And that is the enemy's turn. Now it is on to Gertrude. Gertrude, what are you doing?
Gertrude is going to run in and jump over this spider creature, taking its place.
You could just stand on me. I'm a large creature.
Yep.
Be my hat.
I stand on the head of zombies.
Yeah, fair.
They're just going to take the place of Gertrude in the middle of this.
I could probably just pop up on stilts and you could be under.
Yeah. So there she is, right there. She's going to take her place. She's going to try and aggro all these zombies, get the attention on her, and start throwing out some punches. So we'll start with this chap in the middle. She's just going to try and get a good old uppercut with her gauntlets.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Roll your damage. That's a 19.
She smacks it right in the chin for 13 damage.
Yeah,
takes the jaw right off.
A lot is missing now from this. Addison, what are you doing?
Oh, I see them fighting over here, so with my speed of 30, how close can I get?
You can get right up to him.
Yeah, that was 25 and I managed it.
Yeah, you can get right up to him.
I'm going to get up here and tap Furbog on the shoulder and politely ask it to, you know, step aside for a moment while I finish these two off in the corner, the ones that are like diagonal, and take a swing at them.
Okay. You're going to try to hit both of them?
Yeah. I'm going to use the two-handed battle axe, one for one, one for the other.
Okay. I'm going to give you disadvantage on that, and you are going to take half damage if you attack both.
Wait, is this two-handed fighting you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can do that.
All right. Well,
okay.
I am going to take my swing. 9. Disadvantage is 14.
No, disadvantage would be the 9.
No.
Yeah, disadvantage would be that. But that's okay, because their AC is 8. So, it does hit, actually, surprisingly. Barely. So, roll your damage.
9.
Oh. So, they
that's
are...
like 4 on 1, 5 in the other or something?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're going to go with this one has now 4. Nope. 5 health, and the other one has got 18 health. You just expertly swing and hit one and hit the other, but as you were trying to, like, hit them both, obviously you don't hit embed the axes in them quite as much as you want to, so they're still kind of kicking in a way.
Could I do a strength roll to see if I can pull them out?
Oh, I mean, you can get them out. They're just kind of squishy.
Okay.
They're just zombies, so it's not like... I'm not going to make you do the strength roll whether you're embedded in the tree like before where you kept doing that one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You kind of had that one coming, but this one... No, you're fine. You're fine. Donovan, you are stealth, so you do have advantage on this, but what are you going to do?
First off, I'm going to comment to myself, are they totem poling? As I just see them all standing on top of each other.
We're like Russian dolls.
A spider with two faces, with a dwarf on it, with a tabaxi on the door.
And riding its shoulders.
Punching and swinging axes.
Let's keep going with what seems to be working. I will attack the one that's got 18. Well, that's a 14.
Oh, goodness, yeah, that'll work. Which one are you hitting, this one?
Yeah, the one on the end.
Okay, alright, yep, you're the one that flanked, that flanked Furby, that didn't also flank Furby at the same time. So yeah, that's 9 damage. You have its health down to 9, so yep. Alright, I'm gonna let this, like, turn initiative. I'm gonna let this fight go. Yeah, continue this fight. Because these 5 zombies are, kind of the last ones that are actively attacking you guys from the horde. So once this ends, I would say the initiative order would kind of end. You know, we keep the initiative order, but you know, you guys don't have to keep doing moving and stuff. So let's finish this one. All right, so we're gonna go to Furby. Furby, what are you doing?
Same thing I'm always doing: fighting zombies.
Fight.
This
bite.
Guy.
Okay. Go for it.
Oh, that's 9. Which bad. Hits? Because they have 8 AC.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they have a weak AC, sadly. They're just flesh and bone.
That's 11 damage.
Which one are you hitting?
This boy.
Alright, the one that's listed. Okay. Alright, yeah, you just completely bite the head. Another one that you just bit the head straight off. I'm gonna say at this point, everybody is a little grossed out by the fact that you're consistently just like gnawing on everything.
It's a smoothie, guys. It's fun.
It's pretty good, yeah. It's a good flesh smoothie. Absolutely.
A little age smoothie. Yeah, those zombies, yeah. But it's fine.
A little bit of toxicity, you know. It's a little gross. But that's okay. Now it is the enemy's turn, and I'm just gonna go ahead and all roll slams.
Come on and slam.
And of course they're gonna go for the horrific spider creature.
Go for it.
For absolutely. And only two of them hit. I'm gonna say they're ones on the end, the ones that keep trying to flank you. And this. Okay, so then you take from one, you take three from one and six from another. So you take 9 points of damage. They slam in you. Other two miss.
Still fine.
Even though how they miss a giant spider creature like that they've surrounded, I don't know.
He's got the moves, man.
Absolutely, yes. Expert dodge. Expert. Gertrude, now that you're standing on top of the spider, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to protect the spider. And we're going to smash some more skulls in.
Alright.
Probably this guy that we just took the jaw off of. We're going to go in for a second punch, see if we can't get the rest of his head off. Hit in with a... It looks like the spider moved. Because the spider got hit, he starts to buck a wee bit. And as Gertrude's going for the punch, she loses her footing and falls into the zombie that she tried to attack.
And takes 4 points of fall.
And takes 4 points of fall damage. God damn it. You couldn't have just stayed still for a couple of seconds for a while.
Nah, he bent down to get that sweet zombie smoothie.
It was a tasty snack. You can't blame Furbolg for that. Come on.
It's a snack that smiles back.
Goldfish.
Tell you by the head off.
Oh, yeah.
Onward, Addison. What are you doing?
Oh, Addison's going to take a step back from Furbolg and Gertrude and the one just south of me. I am going to pull out my light crossbow as it is close. And I don't want my luck to change, so I'm trying something different. So I aim it directly at its head. 19.
You got it. What's the damage?
1. Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. And it just grazes. You take the ear off. I mean, you're within, like, 5 feet of it, so they're, like, looking at you like, really? Weird. Which one did you hit, this one or the one with the 9?
The one with the 9, that one.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You just take the ear off the one. Okay. Alright, fine then.
I tried something different. I shouldn't have.
What are you doing?
I'm going to try and thread the needle with the hole that Addison put through the ear and try and get it into the head. 14 with a short bow. 4 piercing.
So, yes, you gave it a really nice earring. Like, it's got the arrow stuck in what's left of the hole of its... Like, where Addison took the ear off, you put the arrow through it, and it's like, huh? Huh. Not bad. Not bad. May like this. May go to cages. May get cages in my ears next time. Maybe. Furby. You're gonna bite, I would assume.
How would you ever guess my next course of action? I thought it would be so much of a surprise. That's another nat one.
You have my luck today.
Oh my goodness.
What did you do, Josh? What dark ritual swapped our luck?
So I'm going to give a choice, and my choice is to cap, actually.
Oh.
Cap, would you say that because she got a nat one, that Gertrude gets mad and does an attack on Frippy? Or... that the zombie has an opportunity. What would you think Gertrude would
be? This personal.
Well, because she fell off of Gertrude. You say that Gertrude stands up and pissed off at Furbolg for moving when she was trying to punch.
It is consistently what you, what Gertrude's been doing. Been getting pissed off at people and punching them in the middle of fights. So that's why I offer it.
No, I think Gertrude would be quite embarrassed by this, but she wouldn't have blamed Firbolg for that particular fault.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. but they're going to.
The zombie can hit him.
A Gertrude punch 22. Would have knocked right through the last of the spider HP and also somehow killed Furby.
So, because you attacked, and one of the zombies here gets an opportunity attack and does 4 points of damage because they got a 22.
That's fine. This is fine.
Oh my goodness. Okay. A lot of great rolls today, guys. Going great.
Hey,
great,
Josh, great, great. Two nat 20s on the same roll. At least one of us is doing okay.
And they all, but even though that one got an expertly timed in opportunity attack on Firbolg, they still, on their turn, they all miss again. Okay. Oh, nope.
I'm
one did.
Still standing. Hold on.
And another 3 points of damage to Furby. Because obviously they are concentrating their attacks on the giant freaking spider thing.
Yeah. Which is desperately trying to aggro them as well. Just jumping over this spider, trying to get their attention.
Yeah. It is not working. The spider is
the
kind
spider
of
the spider is starting to look a little beat up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Gertrude, it is now your turn. Do me proud. What are you gonna do?
I know that she's been picking up twigs and beating them with other twigs. Can she do the same with a zombie, do you think?
Beat a zombie with another zombie?
You could try.
You have the Capri
Sun. What happens is, once she falls off the spider, she's lying on her back, and as she's getting up, she just grabs by the ankle the one that she punched in the jaw, and she tries to lift them over her head and slam them down on one of the other zombies.
All right, go and do a strength roll for me. Oh my goodness, yeah. Go for it. That works.
She gets a 16.
Roll your damage for your gauntlets.
That Gertrude smash of 10.
Oh, that easily. You just obliterate the one that you hit the jaw, and you obliterate the other one with it. And they just crumple into a heap, just like the twigs. You guys are dealing with two zombies now at this point. And you would say confused, but then again, they are zombies, so they're not exactly, affected. So mental, intimidation isn't really a thing with them. So, but they are very, very much alone at this point and outnumbered, but they are still rearing and ready to go. Addison, it is your turn.
Oh, geez.
What are you going to do?
Well, I would like to do, jump behind them. We'll have to do an athletics check with that.
Oh, absolutely.
Alright. 7.
Okay, so
just jumps in place.
Yeah, so I'm going to offer you the same thing that I've offered everybody else when they let me do a jump roll. You either don't do it, or you do it and you take damage.
I won't do it. My damage, my hit points are already low.
Okay, so yeah, you facing try to do it, but you like jump and you only jump like 2 foot. Like it's not even like you just jump forward. But luckily, it looks like a normal jump, so they would just think you're jumping into action. That way, only you know that you were intending to jump high enough to jump over them. But luckily, you're the only one that knows this.
Play
so
it cool when you land as if you meant it.
You're like, huh, yeah, you can just play it off like you totally meant to just jump into action.
I don't know what happened. I tripped. I am going to use my one-handed battle axe and chop the head off of the one in front of me if it works. 7.
Oh, no, you don't. So you just, again, you jump forward and you swing and it's just like you're probably a full 6 inches above the head of the zombie. Like, you're not even close. I mean, I'm down here. I mean, okay. All right. Donovan, what do you do?
Gonna tactically roll across the pathway into the bush. And then if I need to roll stealth, let me know. If not, I will just go straight ahead and fire a shortbow.
Nah, you don't need to, because you still have Pass Without Trace.
That'd be 16 then.
And oh, yeah.
And 6 into the one closest.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you just plant an arrow directly in, and it goes, huh! So it happens so fast, it almost thinks it's kind of confused that Addison's miss, and all of a sudden takes an arrow in the side, but the arrow goes straight through it, so it has no way of knowing that it got shot. And now it's just confused that Addison did some sort of magic sorcery of not hitting him with her axe, but then also him taking damage, so he's very confused that the guy Addison doing all this. Ugh. Witchcraft! Herbie, what are you doing?
The old classic. Oh, hitting a bite attack for us.
Boom, you get it. Do the damage.
7 damage.
Oh my goodness. Jeez. I'm gonna say you hit the one that just is very confused right now.
Yes. Taken by surprise, so he's distracted.
Okay. And he's down to 9 health. And it is his turn. Oh my goodness. Okay, so one got a 12 and one got a nat 1. We're gonna go with poor guy that's got a bite taken out of, an arrow taken out of him, and watching Addison like do acrobatics in front of him, failing every time. He stumbles and falls. And he just breaks apart. Like not much was holding him left together, but at this point in Junction, he just falls apart, and he's just left into a pile on the ground. The other one, though, it doesn't seem to be affected, but it still misses the giant spider. And you've got one left to do with Gertrude. There's one zombie left.
What Gertrude do you smash.
Gertrude smash, do it.
18 to hit.
Oh my goodness, yes, go for it.
7 damage.
Oh my goodness, you just literally
just punch it right in the chest.
If this thing had working lungs, you would have knocked the wind out of them. Absolutely. Addison, back to you.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. I'm going to move right here.
You must be able to finish it off. It's only got like a couple of hit points left at this point for sure.
Yeah, it's got 15 left. Should be good.
Well, then I will use the two handed, or the two battle axes, just to make it look, flashy. So I swing the battle axes around, and 22.
Oh my goodness, yes, go ahead.
5 for damage.
Alright, so I'm gonna do this since I am kind of stripped for time. So I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna treat that as a nat 20. I'm gonna give you enough hit points to take it out, but only if you can expertly tell me how you obliterate what's left of this zombie.
Well, I swing my battle axes around, I twirl them around my back, I do a little spin, and then I take my axes, and I go from, reach out from side to side, and then I just swing them in and chop them in half.
All right, I'm going to ask the group, do you think that was good enough? I think that was a good explanation. Yeah, I figured.
Sorry,
right, he's got one health point left. He's got one health point left. He is cut in half, but then it like
Donovan
goes back together.
Yeah, fuck it. I will just tactically roll into the side of this bush and
tactically roll 20 feet.
Oh, yeah, that was piercing. That wasn't the actual thing.
He's got those bunny hat feet.
A bunny hacked. Yeah. Fuck it. Why not?
You have got. Roll. You've got a...
Oh, my God.
My God.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Furby, Gertrude, I want you both to roll me attack rolls. Roll me attack rolls.
Mine's +5, keep in mind. Net 20, baby!
24 for me.
It'll be a 25.
Okay. All right. So, oh, because Jay got a nat 20, I'm going to say Jay, while this happens, obviously... Jay, just watch this whole debacle go down with Addison, and somehow this zombie is still alive. You just kind of reach over and bite its head off like you've been doing up to this point. And it just goes away.
Another drink now.
And Gertrude
this one's
is
for
just
the
like,
road.
Eh. Both Donovan,
both the Tabaxi and the bunny are showing off and just falling over each other at the back there.
Donovan, you sadly miscalculated one aspect of your dodge. You're running in, you're dodging, you jump into the bush to try and do a stealth attack, but you're feeling prickling sensations, and you notice that you didn't look at the bush first before you hopped in. It is a thorn bush.
Ow.
Take 4 points. Not 4 points. Take a d4 of damage. That's 3 points. So you take 3 points of damage. You just went head first in this bush. It scratches. You're scratched up. You're gnarled. You're like, oh, son of a... And you just absolutely... And you just kind of try to pry yourself out of it. And you do, but you are just a little worse for wear. A lot of your clothing's ripped up. And you are scratched beyond belief with all these
things. At least it wasn't poison ivy.
Absolutely. Could be worse. Could be worse.
Could be worse.
Hello, I am Matt, the editor of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you enjoy these episodes and wish to hear more, why not support us over on Ko-fi at A Pint of Cthulhu? Thank you very much, and enjoy the pint.
Hey there, my name is Soren. You can also find me at SorenG on Twitch, and at Daily Dingus and Pick of Cthulhu on Tumblr, where I will occasionally post art about the campaign.
Hello, I am Ethan. If you guys want to find me outside of the podcast, I am actually a Twitch streamer by trade. I play a variety of games on Twitch. I'm the Red Toucan, but I also upload all of those to YouTube as well, Red Toucan there, and to TikTok, Red Toucan as well.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. I go by Captain Hero Man, and you can find me playing video games on Twitch.
Hi, my name's Josh. You can find all of my links at linktree.com/joshb66. That's linktr.ee/joshb66. Thank you.
Thank you very much to Sirenscape for providing most of the sounds you hear in this episode. You can also find us on Twitter at @ApintoCthulhu. That's at @ApintoCthulhu. You can also give us a review on your podcast app of choice. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Hey, cool people! Do you like mead, magic, and long walks in the icy tundra? Ever wonder what your sled dogs are thinking about? Why not cap off your night with a frosty tabletop adventure?
You're my mum! You made me out of meat!
Meat mother.
What have I done?
Did you burn my dino leg? I'm sorry, I have to ask.
But it's actually because I bought some boxer shorts from Targets recently, and they forgot to remove the security clip!
In bust we must.
In bust we must, indeed.
On wood? Excuse me, young
careful,
man.
Careful, I've got a cut bum.
Wait, do you have a missing ring finger?
No, I got yours, no.
That makes sense.
No.
Fuck, there's some evidence of Kingston. I'm getting all sweaty and I need a Kingston.
She is desperate to keep her realm, and she will fight any that would take that away.
Well, grab your Ugg boots and join Reflex Save. Every Wednesday on your favorite podcast platform.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.